Well, this has been quite an acrimonious, quite a difficult few days for all the parties concerned in this story. What we know is that Tony Pulis was the manager of Crystal Palace. He resigned. That prompted a search by Crystal Palace for a new manager. Now, everyone you know, who was closely watching this story expected that Malky Mackay would be appointed. And that was because he had a good relationship with Steve Parish, Crystal Palace's owner, and because Ian Moody, who was the former head of recruitment at Cardiff City, where, of course, Malky Mackay was once manager, had moved to Palace as well. So they were expected to be reunited, Ian Moody now the sporting director there at Palace. But after a number of days, it became clear that there was clearly a problem. There was clearly an issue, and Malky Mackay hadn't been named as manager. Now what we know is that the reason for that, and the reason why that job offer was never formalised, is because Crystal Palace became aware that a series of allegations had been submitted to the Football Association by Cardiff City regarding alleged misconduct by Malky Mackay and Ian Moody, in fact, while they were employed at Cardiff City. So that's the situation as it is at the moment. What the Daily Mail in Britain have done today, they have printed a series of text messages and emails, which, if true, are very damaging to Malky Mackay and Ian Moody. What they allegedly say is that these messages contain racist, homophobic, anti-Semitic messages. Very, very troubling, very worrying things being said in those messages and emails. Now, that we understand has been part of this dossier that has been submitted to the Football Association, along with allegations of misconduct over their transfer dealings whilst at Cardiff City. Vincent Tan, we know, did have concerns about the amounts of money that had been spent on transfers, fees that had been paid to agents and to other middlemen. So that is all part of this dossier, we understand, that's been given to the Football Association. It now is in their hands about what needs to be done or what can be done on this.
Malky Mackay's departure from Cardiff City was as acrimonious as the situation seems to still be. We thought that back in May that there was an ending to it when he apologised, having ended his claim for wrongful dismissal. He apologised to Vincent Tan, the Cardiff City owner. So what was that all about?
Well, yeah, exactly. We know it was messy when they left. You know, Malky Mackay leaving Cardiff City, threatening legal action against Vincent Tan. Vincent Tan, for his part, being very taciturn, being very quiet about what had gone on. A number of weeks later, what we found out was that Vincent Tan and Malky Mackay had come to an agreement. Malky Mackay issued an apology even to Vincent Tan, and it seemed as if that was the end of the matter. The legal business between the two had come to an end. Not so. What we now discover is that Vincent Tan had serious misgivings about the tenure of Moody and Mackay during their period at Cardiff, and a high court order in London was issued, which allowed a firm of solicitors acting on behalf of Vincent Tan to raid the home of Ian Moody, during which time, we understand, these messages were uncovered, and this evidence was gathered. Around 100,000 emails, we understand, were gathered, which have now formed the basis of this dossier, which has been sent to the Football Association. It's clearly, you know, Vincent Tan had issues about this, but there is an onus on him, there is a responsibility on him under the Football Association rules that if there is what's called aggravated misconduct, there is a duty on clubs to report that.